Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively giving away Pac-Man scratch-offs. These things are really popular. We gave these away at Fadley's on Friday. Had a lot of winners, a couple $2 winners, had a $10 winner as well. We're going to be at Green Mount Station next Wednesday, the 24th. I got to figure out if I'm going to do it at the bowling alley. I'm doing it at Green Mount Station. I'm doing it at a casino. We'll be in the parking lot. It's the same parking lot. Come on up to Hampstead. Say hello to Chris and Dave. We're going to talk some horse racing. And I like their crab cakes. I'm going to take some ribs home. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have some Pac-Man scratch-offs. Next Friday, the 26th, Luke and I get back to Fadley's. We had former mayor and mayoral candidate Sheila Dixon joined us on Friday. Shannon Sneed joined us on Friday. Also chatted with John Allen last week. You're going to hear from Keith Brewer this week. But right now, I'm wearing my Raskin Global shirt. And we talk money and finance and April 15th and extensions and all of this stuff. And my goodness, I mean, you're running around with your kid. Your kid's graduating from college, which I can't believe. That's crazy. I remember he's a kid. And like, we had Masters. We had Jackson Holiday Watch. Since the last time you and I got together, last week we did a whole
lot
on stadiums and money and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll move along here this week. How are you? What's going
Excellent.
On?
Excellent. Just back from the almost final trip, not quite the final trip, to Columbus, Ohio.
You sick of Columbus yet? Are you done with that place? Because Billick likes it.
I love it there. I think it's beautiful. It's a great city. It's booming. It's the fastest growing city in the country. It's amazing. Every time we go, there's a crane building another building somewhere.
Why is it the fastest growing?
Got me. It's the Midwest. Everybody's nice. Everybody's happy. It's a little slow. It's got a little less income tax than some other places, not quite zero, and it's just booming. They have a very positive business culture, and companies are coming. Intel's building a $5 billion chip plant, and
a university does this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If the university's doing things the right way.
They are.
We talk
they
about Towson, Kopp and Morgan.
That's
keeping
right.
People here. I mean, I talk to people in Boston.
It's
Boston's always
around.
Boston because there's
right.
colleges everywhere, right?
Right. No. Ohio State is always building something. They've just built an enormous hospital add-on, largest hospital out there. When we started going, it was an idea. Now the building is completed. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's just never stopping.
Is your kid going to settle in Columbus or no? He's done that.
I don't know about settle, but right now.
Well, the whole idea of recruiting people someplace, Big Ten, football, you know, your kid's into sports, but more than that, into the band and all
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Brian sent his daughters out to Columbus to school. Now he lives in Columbus
because
his daughters settle there. Like,
no,
they love
there's
it.
No doubt. So his next trip. Well, I don't know if we've talked about this. His next deal is his master's program. So he graduates on Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, his graduation. We'll be out there with a whole gaggle of folks. And he's got a couple months off. And then mid-August, don't have the date exactly yet, mid-August, he ventures to Dublin, Ireland. And he starts his master's program at Trinity College, Dublin, Ireland.
Well, see, last I heard from you, he was going to like Toronto or Montreal or something.
He's going to Ireland. He's doing a year overseas. He's going to get his master's degree over there. And then
they speak English there, but they drive kind of funny.
That's right.
But Dublin's good. I mean, I can have,
Dublin's
I don't know that I'd like a year
city.
In Dublin, but that, your kid's
it's a
different
great
than
city.
Me, you
it's
know,
a
we're
great
wired
city.
Different.
And it's the epicenter of what he studies, you know, medieval
castles.
European.
Weird
it's
stuff.
his
Yeah.
gig.
I like that.
He can't wait. And it'll be a great place for Kathy and I to go visit, you know, what the
I
heck.
Loved your castle tour two summers ago where you were going to all
Absolutely.
Portugal and like all these places. Well,
absolutely.
For all that going on, the one thing I would say, we began this conversation where I got the windows open and we got birds and then
beautiful.
You got the master. I haven't taught
the
masters all week here.
The masters.
Like, you know, you've got your golf thing coming up in a couple weeks. It's a perfect segue for me to talk about. By the way, you are in the documentary at least twice. There's a picture of you and Justin Wendell from Pappas with a crab cake, but there's you and Paula Bragg in a really important part in the video where I talk about community and I talk about things. And we took this fun selfie during the middle of the plague 2-3 years ago where I was taking a picture on the course and my hair was out. And that's your big thing. You got the Mount Washington. We're about 6 weeks out on this?
June 3rd. June
Okay.
3rd. Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital charity golf outing. And we are the presenting sponsor, I guess they call us. And we're looking forward to June 3rd being a beautiful weather day in Baltimore, and getting out and raising a lot of money for a great cause, for a great charity, a great hospital. And we do it every year now for, I think this is our, I don't know, eighth year out there, something like that, seventh or eighth year.
They still got rooms for foursomes, and can we buy in still?
I think foursomes are gone.
Oh, okay.
I think a couple T-hole sponsors might still be available if somebody's interested. They can get a hold of us or get a hold of Paula at Mount Washington, and that's still out there. So,
well, you know, you got a good tournament when every year I come back, and I've done like maybe four now. When I go back, 80% of the people do feel like the same people that come up.
Yeah.
They love playing the tournament. They put it on their calendar. They either
big
support
sponsors.
You, the hospital. There's a connection, or the course itself. It's Hayfields, correct?
No, this year it's Hillendale.
You moved to
they
Hillendale.
They move it every couple few years, give the golfers a new spice. And this year it's Hillendale.
All right, well, then that'll spice me up. That's closer
Phoenix.
To home.
Yeah, right. Certainly closer to home for me. I can almost walk there. But yeah, you're talking Masters, man. I was back and forth on Sunday. I was watching the Orioles and Jackson Holiday and the Masters back and forth. And I'll tell you, I don't know about, I mean, Jackson Holiday, I think he's going to be a ball player, right? The kid's going to be a ball player. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if he was emotionally overwhelmed. Or pitching overwhelmed.
I think it's pitching overwhelmed. I mean,
they brought him up. They brought him up.
He doesn't look nervous. He just looked like he took a couple of bad cuts. And I don't pass judgment on 10 at-bats. Not certainly the first 10 at-bats when he's 20.
Too soon.
Look at how cows are swinging right now. Luke and I talked about this.
Right.
Cows looked like garbage last year. Henderson didn't look good when he came up. Rutschman didn't look good when he came up.
Right.
So this is, you know.
This is normal. You don't see these kind of pitchers in single A ball. This kid went like a rocket ship shooting up.
I'm telling you what, 40 years into my career now, 32 and a half into radio, I go back, listen to the first broadcast. Oh my God. I was hitting 067.
That's right.
In the beginning,
and so,
you know?
So there's but let's face it, when you do this kind of thing, when you and I'm sure I've gotten a little better at this, but when you and I did our first few shows, you told me I stunk, and that's okay. That's the deal. We get better.
I didn't tell you that.
Okay.
Don't say that.
So you said got to get some headsets, got to get your sound better.
Oh, see, that is absolutely correct.
You don't play the first day like you play in the 10th year.
I promise you, this segment sounds better than your first segment on this radio. Go listen because you were yelling at a computer in a hallway.
Absolutely.
Now you look like you're going to Mars. You look like my favorite Martian, or you look like the Great Gazoo from
there
the Flintstones, right?
There
with
we go.
Is that perfect?
How great was he? How great was the little green man? the little green Martian in with the Flintstones. There you go. So I think he was pitching overmatched. I think there was no doubt that he had a little bit of nerves first, probably game or two. Then, his second or third game, you come home. Now you're playing.
Standing ovation before
you
walk out.
Now you're playing at Camden Yards. You're the stud. You're the next big thing after the last next big thing and the last next big thing over the last couple of years. And you walk out and you come up to the plate and they throw you a wicked slider. And you go, oh, my God, I can't hit that.
I'm in the big leagues.
It's the big leagues now, kid. And, wow. But he took it well. He's stand up. He's made a couple great plays in the field. He's making a couple bad plays in the field. But it's a new day. This is nine guys on the field for the Orioles. When was the last time you could remember nine or seven of nine homegrown ball players in the stadium for the Orioles?
And not just getting to the big leagues with substantial evidence that they can be all-stars. I mean, Westberg is the worst of all of them. And in another organization, he would be batting third and be their young guy that they're getting at bats to and hoping that he's going to hit 23 home runs this year and knock in 80. And, you know, like, and he's the floor for this group because this group's so special. And we still got Mayo, and you still got Stowers, and you still got Kerstad, and you still, you're like,
Yeah,
down
I
the
was surprised
line, you
Kirkstead
know?
didn't make it first, but I guess positionally they chose who
Well,
they chose.
Kerstad had more of an issue. He had a health issue
Yeah.
that really stunted his development for a period of time. COVID didn't help any of the guys that
Right, of
were around
course.
for a period of time. And then there's Austin Hayes hitting like nothing, right?
Right.
Like, and not getting the at bats now. So you're seeing this youth movement
Absolutely.
start to take at bats
Absolutely.
in the way that you saw Mateo and Urias last year, that now there's Westberg and now there's
Yep.
Holiday, you
Yep.
know?
It's something. It's really something to watch. How about Mateo playing center field a little bit?
Well,
Running into the wall at full speed, face plant. I didn't think he was going to get up. I don't know how he stood up after he caught that ball.
The thing about the team is, you know, McKenna's no longer here. You have O'Hearn. You're getting at bats for him. I don't know where those at bats are going to come for Hayes. And
Right,
certainly
right.
when they come, he now it's even more pronounced. You put the pressure on Holiday. He's got to
Absolutely.
produce as well.
Absolutely.
And they've been punched in the nose for 2 weekends, right? They've lost a couple of series, which sort of gets the radar up on their pitching. And really, the pitching needs to be better. That's really the bigger story for me, is how are they going to pitch better? Who's going to be a part of the rotation and or the bullpen that's not here yet? Because I think they're going to improve that part of the team.
I agree. And is mean how close is Means? How close is Bradish? You know,
Means is
they're getting here.
closer.
They're
Means
getting
is more
here.
like 2 weeks
Right.
from now. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They're getting here. And you put them in, and now you can back up a couple guys and you can play a little different. And it's fun to watch. Look, we didn't have over the years a lot to talk about with those kind of choices. So it's great to have those kind of options that you can say, you know, we got things happening, we got things coming, and it looked good.
And
It's fun to
35,000
watch.
people at the ballpark on a Sunday
Right,
afternoon. Good weather.
against Milwaukee.
Twins in town this week. They head to Kansas City this weekend, then out to the West Coast. We're going to be at Fadley's next Friday. I'll be giving away the Pac-Man scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. Also, shout out to our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare and Liberty Pure Solutions. Leonard Raskin handles money, the American dream, not the Dusty Rhodes American dream, the financial American dream, and the backside of April 15th and all of that stuff. So for you, I mean, you love sports, and this is the time of the year where, over the course of our adulthood, baseball has been not a daily movement in April, where in your life and my life, as hockey fans for most of our lives, and you said the
Yes.
first time you had two nickels to rub together, your first American dream was getting cap season tickets. You've
Absolutely.
admitted to that to me
Yep,
40 years
yep.
ago. You know, this is the time of the year here where when baseball gets normalized and when you have a chance to win, where I find myself like, you know, I have my little schedule. Anything orange in there is an Oriole game in my calendar. You
There
know what
you
I
go.
mean? And I just, you plan your day around it. You play, and that is a different, especially with the Rubenstein group coming in, Cal Ripken sitting behind home plate. It's going to take me some time. We're a week and a half into this. My press credential would be a great place to start to sort of wash away 30 years of, oh, the Angelos is the, oh, things. Oh, the television. Oh, Ben McDonald said something funny. He's not going to get fired for it, because, right? I mean, there's just how
Yeah, it's
they
a
unwind
hopefully a
this, how
different
Cuba
feel.
or Russia comes unraveled, and democracy or sense of community steps in, and things start to improve, whatever they are. There was a huge line to get in the other night, Friday, when Holiday was there. People were bitching they couldn't get in. I mean, it was like Billy Joel getting cut off the other night by CBS. Like, there's a fan experience part of this, from Masson to the Gates to Sweetholders to people like you, that they'd like to be a Sweetholder, and like all of that kind of stuff, to see what the recruitment looks like. But man, one thing's unquestioned. They got my attention for the
Right,
team. The team's very good.
that's what they got to do.
They have a product.
They got to draw eyes to the product. And then in our 2024 world, the next part of that, or the equal part of that we've talked about in other things, is they've got to make this an experience that people want. So you got the team on the field. Now you got to make going to the ballpark the experience. Watching it on TV is easy, except of course when it's on Apple Plus.
Isn't that
Apple Plus
unbelievable?
Well, that's not an Oriole thing. You know that's not
okay,
an
but
Oriole
that
thing.
is,
It's an
but this is
MLB
where.
thing.
Hold on a second. This is where I'm not going to have that issue, Leonard. I'm gonna call BS on that and that frame of mind work, because in the past we would say, well, you can't blame Angelos for that. That's major. Well, he's a partner. They go in and they
No,
vote
I
on
get
this
it.
stuff. So
Absolutely.
this is where, when Steve Bisciotti's hiding in the trees from me with Eric DaCosta running away from me on a veranda a week and a half ago, avoiding all questions about it. Oh, that's the league. That's the NFL that does that. We have the no, Steve, you got to vote. Sashi, you could charge me $98 for lunch next week at the CEO club to ask a few questions. Like, this is, it reflects upon the franchise. I mean, you and I talked last week about,
absolutely,
if it were a Marriott, it would be shut down. It would have been shut down years ago, right? Like the Oakland A's. They would just
right.
say, you're no longer in the chain.
Right.
You cannot operate under our flag anymore,
this way,
because it's a Major League Baseball shield and that means something. I would say the same thing for how, I mean, look, Major League Baseball is allowing the Oakland A's fiasco
to fester. Wherever.
Like
right.
This Ohtani thing, the fact that their biggest Oof. Star got implicated, involved, the FBI, all this dirt that's come out the last couple of weeks. Like, they have a hard time cleaning up their act. We've all talked, every one of us, all of us old white guys who still like it, even though I'm Hispanic. Don't tell anybody that.
Yeah. Well, at the end of
the
day,
but
it's still
but
about
what
the
I'm
money.
saying, all of us old white guys get together and we talk about the game has problems because your kid doesn't watch it. My kid doesn't watch it. They're not
Actually,
cobbling all the.
stunningly, see,
Go
I'll
ahead.
tell you what, stunningly, you say that. And out of the blue, just last week, I was FaceTiming with the boy and he said to me, you know, I haven't turned it on yet. What's the score? And I told him, and he said to me later on in the evening, we were just chatting, you know, doing a little FaceTime chat. And sure enough, he had Masson on. He had the game on.
Well, it becomes something different for you and your son.
Yeah.
If you're at a playoff game or World Series
right.
game, whatever.
Winning.
And listen, you have the affluence. You can buy the $800 World Series ticket. You can take your kid. But if he doesn't know who's playing and he hasn't paid attention all summer, it
this
won't
is
mean
the point.
Anything to him, right?
But here's two things. One, winning. Obviously, winning changes the culture, changes the viewership. Second, for my son at least, 22-year-old players is different. When I was a kid, you looked up to these players. You said, wow, that's Brooks Robinson. Wow, that's Frank Robinson. Wow, that's Jim Palmer. Right.
Yeah.
For this generation, I think what's more important is it's somebody like them. It's a 20-something on the team. They can relate to this guy who's
their age.
Who's out on Twitter?
Right.
Who's out on Instagram? Who's putting up? And I don't do any of the TikTok. I don't know TikTok. I know what it is, but that's about it.
Yeah,
I've
been to China. We shouldn't have TikTok here. I'll stand
but,
on the.
But
I don't
guessing,
know if that's a conservative or Democrat, whatever that is. I don't know where that is
it's,
politically.
That's a nationalist
but if the Chinese
position,
control
all.
It,
yes.
It's bad news for us.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Bad
but
news for
my
us.
My point is, I don't know this for a fact. My son would know it absolutely. The algorithms in these systems, they pick up what you see and they re-show you stuff you watch. And he's seeing stuff from Rutschman and Holiday.
Because he's interested. He's clicking on enough Oriole stuff to have Oriole
that's
stuff
right.
pop up.
Then
right.
it starts popping up. And you meet the players and you see their lives and you –
Was he interested in 12 and 14 and 16 when he was like 8, 10, 12? Because he was a young boy when they were good last time,
he went to
right?
The Detroit Tigers. You know, he was at the game.
Okay, so, but he knows the rules of baseball. He knows baseball.
Yes,
yes.
But he doesn't know. He doesn't yet know strategy well. He knows the rules. He knows the object.
He doesn't know the balk. He doesn't know the infield fly rule.
Right.
He
doesn't know
it.
If you got a man on first in the ninth and you're down by one, do you bunt? Do you hit away?
Okay,
who's your guy
enough.
Up at the plate? So he's starting to come to that. But going out to the game, he said to me, you know, I'm home this summer. We should go to some you know, Friday evening, whatever, some nice weather
games. And if
games.
You go down and you have a good time, guess what? You'll go back. Right?
That's right.
Like literally.
That's right.
That's where they are with
And
this
that's what they
for
got to
me,
get.
my wife, for everybody. However I'm treated with this credential situation, which I should be in the and I'll make no bones about that to anybody, to Mr. Rubenstein or anybody I call Dave or David or Mr. or Your Highness or you know, like Mr. Arrighetti and you know, I would just say whatever it is, whatever the experience is, and I've begged of them and I've talked of Charles Steinberg last week and all of Charles Steinberg. If you, I told you this last week, if you haven't watched anything I've done in the last whatever, watch the Charles Steinberg piece, especially a guy your age, my age, and remember the Orioles as the way we want our kids, what we want them to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
What David Rubenstein wants them to be, quite frankly.
That's right.
What everybody wants them to be. What John Maroon and Cal Ripken and just what everybody wants them to be, what we've always wanted them to be. Be that. Be that. It won't cost you anything. You're a billionaire. Nope. You'll sell it for billions more. And along the way, we can all have a good time and nobody has to be a jerk. Like to anybody this to work.
That's right. Look, you give away your best product. And one of the things I saw, was it last week? I don't know. Last week or the week before when they came home and it poured, 1 o'clock game. It rained till 10 o'clock at night or something. They had the people there and they offered a free game. Even though they played the game, they offered a free ticket to everybody that was at the game. And everybody that had a ticket that didn't go to the game.
Luke even got a free press credential for the time when they make the game up. But yeah, it was an all-dayer. They could have avoided
that's
it.
That's a great gesture,
better
though.
Management would have been the night before to move the game, but they had issues with the Royals and time, and the
that's
Royals
right.
had to play the next day. So listen, I did a whole segment about that.
But that was a great gesture to the public, to the ticket holders, to say we're going to take care of you a little.
By the way, Luke would say, and he did say that morning, the Angelos family did that in the past, just so you know. So he did point that out. Got to give him credit. Leonard Raskin is here. And, you know, I guess for that experience, that's why I was even bringing it up with you, because I'm watching the games on TV. People are going down there. I think all of us want this to be better. I want lacrosse fans. Every time I drive past the lacrosse, I see hundreds of families and people out playing lacrosse. I'm thinking, they're not watching the Orioles right now, you know, and that's going to be an uphill
climb. But
their kids
are on the field. That's why.
But to bring this full circle, you know, all the way through, is to say this Apple Plus nonsense, this is where I need Mr. Rubenstein and his appointees, his Sashi Brown, whoever his team president is, he'd be well advised to hire a Rick Vaughn or a Charles Steinberg or a John Murray. Find somebody who loves the community and loves Baltimore to run the thing, not some outsider from Yale. And run the thing like a community asset. And the feelings about the team and this daily piece where we give 3-4 hours a day, rain delay, it takes all day. You know, they didn't give me a refund for the rain delay where I'm checking my app saying, are they going to start the game? Are they going to start the game? I'm sitting at Amici's and the
Seven
game
o'clock.
Popped on.
Seven
and I'm
o'clock.
Like, good, you know? But I love most of what everything they're doing. On the field, off the field, relief pitching. I'll get into that every day. I'm just talking about this community recruitment that we're all watching, like, how is this going to be different? Because we all pointed at it and said it was awful for a long time, including your son who didn't even point at it. It just never pointed to him. They never came and got him. I'm coming to them and saying, can I have my press credential back to go back and do my job to promote your baseball team and to show some transparency through the eyes of a journalist? You know, I hope they allow me back in. That would certainly change how my wife would feel on her Facebook page about going to games and telling the people, hey, we're getting treated like L. Rod Hendricks is still here. And like, they're not Helen Conklin's in the ticket office.
That was a day.
I mean, but we remember that all of that went away for all of us. You know, I don't know why you didn't go for all the years you didn't go. Probably bad baseball. I know why I didn't go. It was bad humanity. And I think
bad
stopping
baseball
that.
And other uses of the money, like watching the Caps and the playoffs in the same season as the Orioles beginning their season. And then, you know, what's the point?
And
watch them lose.
And with the Caps, if you're a fan, much like a baseball fan, the Caps had some low times. That's how they got Ovechkin.
Absolutely.
Right? You get Ovechkin because you stink.
But if you don't, There's an experience. If you don't recognize the opportunity to go watch this guy play hockey, goal or no goal, you're seeing the best, I will say, the best goal scorer in the history of hockey. Now, people will say, you know, he doesn't have Gretzky's record yet. That's okay. Gretzky played in a different era when the rules were a little different and the goalies wore half the size of the pads and gloves and things they wear today. And it was, I don't want to say it was a lot easier to score, but there were a lot more high scorers at the time. You look at the records, and Ovechkin played in an era of amazing. Not only that, the guy has as many hits. I don't know the exact number. As many hits or more as he has goals, for God's sakes. The guy throws his body around like he's a goon. And he's right there. It will be probably very end of next year or the very beginning of the following when he will pass Gretzky as the all-time goal scorer in NHL
And now
history.
That it's in sight, you know he's going to, you know, he's not going to hang it up, and nor does Ted want him to. Ted wants to sell tickets.
Absolutely.
Right?
And to go out and watch them play, I mean, my goodness, my son. So my son's not a hockey fan. He says it's just soccer on ice. I said, wait a minute. They got to be world-class skaters first.
Well, if it doesn't appeal to them, I mean, NASCAR moves 300 miles an hour, but I don't sit and watch it, right? I mean,
I catch a little bit. I like the end of the race. I like to see who won the race.
What is interesting, one of my buddies has really gotten into tennis in a big way, and I think I'll talk. I went to the theater the other night. I want to talk to you about the theater, but things that appeal to people, right? Like your son, baseball has a puncher's chance with your 22-year-old intellectual, you know, PhD student guy who's going to go off to Ireland and be 6 hours ahead and be inclined at 1 o'clock in the morning to watch a baseball game in September because he might get into the soap opera. You have a chance with him. I don't have a chance with my son. My son's 39.
Too late.
He's just my son's seen how I've been treated since he's 10 years old. My son has seen them treat his father like garbage personally in front of him, behind his back. My son has seen Chad Steele mistreat him, me, 20 years ago when he was interning out in Westminster, running around with the phone, grabbing Rod Woodson. You know, so like my son saw my business and said no, and that really didn't turn him off to sports, but it turned him off of giving them money.
Yeah. Well, good. He can use that for good food and travel that he does. I understand. He's a traveler and he's a connoisseur of good food, right? So
well, my
him.
Son enjoys the good life is what
that's
why he lives in Dundalk.
That's right. So let him eat well and travel well and have a great life and sports will be its thing.
Hey, so I gotta tell you this, and I'm gonna tell Rosenfeld this because I know I've done specific segments, okay? You were unbelievably magnanimous in inviting me to Billy Joel. Like 5 months ago, you had an extra ticket. You kind of got stuck with it. I kind of took it, and I had more fun than anybody you would have given the ticket to. You will admit that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I love Billy Joel. It was a little cold, but I got through it. I went up to New York and saw Billy in January, early January.
Yep.
And I MSG. Sat really close to state. So he does the thing the other night, and they cut off Piano Man. CBS cut off Piano Man. Leonard?
What
Piano
is that?
Man got cut off everywhere.
Why?
It was 11:30. They went to local news and they clipped it by like 2.5 minutes because of the Masters, and it started a half an hour late. It started at 9:32 and so sing us a song, and now death. We have a holdup in Fells Point. We've had a hostage situation. Like, literally, that's what happened at 11:29.
Oh, no, I had no idea.
And I thought it was Channel 13, but it was CBS. But I just want to say that because I bitched to you after Billy Joel that I needed to move away from you and the drunk, ignorant clowns that were behind you talking out loud during, like, Vienna.
Right.
Like, talking during songs. I have this problem everywhere I go. I talked about it at John Mayer, which was an acoustic show. I talked about it in New York and Baltimore. It's not any one place.
No,
it's every place all the time.
People that are with each other all the time, and yet they have to talk when they go watch a show.
I'm going to tell you a story right now. There is a Baltimore Orioles angle to this because I was in the musical Pippin. when I was a boy in 1983 in 10th grade, 11th grade. At Dundalk High, I was the head, which is the dead person coming back to life. So I had one little speaking part, but I was mainly in the chorus, which was a great chorus with just great songs, you know, A Quarter of the Sky. And but we've got magic to do just for you. So the Orioles, Charles Steinberg loves the theater, still does. He was on the show last week. I've already plugged him twice. He was the reason they played that song back in 1979. Orioles Magic, we've got magic to do. So they would always play that song when Eddie Murray was stretching in 1979, 1980, right before they would first at bat. Like when the pitcher's coming in to pitch, 7:30, first pitch, 7:26, they would play. They didn't play the Oriole Magic. They played that when they went out on the field, when they ran out from the dugout.
But before
that, it was magic to do. So Pippen, I'm in Pippen in 1984. I got married 21 years ago. I've been telling my wife I was in Pippen. She doesn't know anything about Pippen. Like, she knows shows and, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell. She knows certain ones, but she doesn't know Pippen. So driving down Providence Road for 3 months, there's a sign right there at the Notre Dame Prep, Pippin, April 11, 12, 13. I said, we're going to go see Pippin at the community theater. So I've had it in my calendar.
There you go.
We were tired. We went to yoga. We were wet. We were late, but we went to Pippin. And we went on Saturday night, and I had this community experience at Notre Dame Prep. And I want to give a shout out to these kids. And the reason I'm doing this segment this way, because I shouted them out on social, but I haven't shouted them out on the radio. So I want to make sure he hears this, because this is a part that I did not shout out. This is a special sauce of listening to the show. My wife and I went over, and we paid our $15, and we got our assigned seats in the eighth row on the aisle. And we sat down, and the announcement came, and there were 300 people in the theater. And there were a lot of children, a lot of younger brothers and sisters, a lot of mothers, a lot of families,
the actors,
a lot of
the kids,
you know, Notre Dame Prep, nice people. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're over there, and these kids, from the minute it started, I got misty eyed three times just at how awesome they were. Right.
Yeah.
Like you go to the theater a lot with your wife. You love the theater. You go to, you go to Broadway, you do it all because your wife makes you go. So I should have invited you and Kathy down to – have you seen Pippin?
I have not.
Oh, Leonard, I effed up. I should have brought – well, you were away Saturday night.
It's all right. But we'll get there.
So
go ahead.
Sit down, and everything stops. I brought a coconut water with me. I didn't have any snacks. And they do an hour of the first act. And when it – the first act – and they break the – what's it, the fourth barrier, where with Pippin, it's the kind of show where the audience is participatory.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
stop the show and talk to the – there's all sorts of – the audience is in on the show.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a point where they're like, we'll be back, you know, and we'll take a break. And halftime came, and I said to my wife, I've been in here an hour. I didn't hear anyone cough. I didn't hear anyone talk. I didn't hear anyone mumble. I didn't hear anybody talk about anything to anyone. It was completely theatrically silent. And when the lights came up, I realized there was a lot of kids, like a lot of people in there.
Yep,
and I'm thinking, how is it that I could pay $15, go a couple miles away across the reservoir and go to a community theater and sit down and have everyone in the theater be respectful.
Engaged in the theater, right.
Respectful.
Yeah.
And how we can spend $500 and gather at a Journey Toto concert and have 15 drunk 50-year-old women make fools of themselves. Like, I just want to say we had the greatest experience Saturday night at this theater. We got home at a reasonable hour. We bought Reese's Cups for a buck at halftime. We supported but it was just – it was so nice to be at a theater where you weren't, like, annoyed by people, like, talking. And I'm thinking, I had – this is the best experience I've had at a concert or theater in years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that people pay to go to whatever it is and sit on their phone, or they're on social media, or they're talking, or
whatever
they're
doing. Well, the baseball game for your kid's going to be on the bar out in right field, right? That's what the 20-year-old experience for baseball is going to be.
Yeah, but still, if you go to watch the game, watch the game. I love the people that get there late and leave early. That's always my thing. It's like, wait a minute. What'd you come here for? Oh, to be seen at the ballpark? I don't get it. People that come to a Ravens game. They show up at the end of the first quarter, leave at the middle of the fourth quarter. Like, what?
But a lot of that's like cost to entry too, that when you're spending $400 on a dead show and you're there communally, being respectful of other people would be, or John Mayer, you're spending $250 and it's just him and a guitar and his voice.
Yeah.
I mean, shut up. Just shut up.
I know at home you talk.
I know at home you sing out loud and like all that, but like,
that's why you came.
It doesn't need to be a library, but it doesn't need to be a place of full voice. I have a yoga studio that I don't plug because I don't love it. And one of the issues is part of yoga, like, and this is not me being hoi polloi or toity-toity, but part of it is when you walk into the studio, it's a little bit like walking into a Buddhist temple that you want to use your complete low voice. I don't want to hear what you did for lunch, but
it's
a social club. So like I'm there for the heat in this and to be away from noise and away from whatever your day is. And instead I'm on a bus, I'm in a cafeteria. And I think we've lost some of that, but I would have told you we lost all of that before Saturday night when I walked into a theater and I heard 300 people be absolutely silent for two acts, be completely amazed by the kids were unbelievable, Leonard. It was a beautiful production.
So you're saying there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance. Decorum might have turned the corner at the school.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's all you can do. It's all you can do. Hope. Gotta have hope.
You know what? I'm gonna make you the official sponsor of the Get Off My Lawn segment, where I get to be an old guy every week in your segment. I'll be like, what's that TV commercial where he teaches the people how to tweet? The insurance commercial, right?
The
guy in the classroom.
Yeah, the progressive guy.
The old guy commercial, right?
Right, the progressive guy when you turn into your parents.
There you go. All right. Good. So Leonard Raskin manages the American Dream. Tell people what you do for people's parents and their children and grandchildren.
We do money. We do everything money. We make sure that you understand how to protect it, how to save it, how to grow it. Most importantly, how to enjoy it. And then ultimately how to transfer it to those you care about, causes and people. And we help people handle their affairs because nowhere in our lives are we trained how to handle money. Like nobody's training you how to go to a concert and shut up. We train people how to handle their money. And sadly, people don't know how to do it. I meet people all the time in their 40s and 50s and 60s that say to me, I wish I had met you 20 years ago. And my retort is, you know, they say the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time is now. So you got money issues, money thoughts, money concerns, money hopes. We're the place where you can come and lay those out, and we help you handle that in a fiduciary fashion. Just finished and put out and published my first book called Fiduci Who.
Promoted that in a month. Shame on me.
There we go.
I got to put that in the new commercial. We're going to do that.
What a fiduciary will teach you about money. And we help people learn what they should do, not what the banks want you to do, not what your broker wants you to do, not what the insurance company wants you to do, but what you should do. So you understand how your money works and how you can have your American dream financially to do all the things you want to do for you, your family, and your future. That's what it's about.
We certainly made it make sense for me. You can learn more at Raskin Global, R-A-S-K-I-N. You can find them at BaltimorePositive.com. We have them right on the front of the website. You know, some weeks we meander and have fun. Some weeks we take on business. Some weeks we take on taxes. Some weeks we take on finance.
Whatever's advertised up.
A couple years ago when I said, hey, why don't you come on a show every week? We'll find things to talk about. This week, theater etiquette was a part of this. Do you have a problem? Be honest with me. Do you have a problem with that at the Hippodrome ever, people talking?
It's not terrible. It's usually really good where
we sit.
I agree
with that.
It's really good. It's an event where people go to watch the show and they don't go to have their conversations. They talk during intermission and that's great. During the show, it's the show.
If you want to talk during something, take them to a ball game. There you go.
They have the ushers there that are on top of it. There are no phones going on. There are no pictures, no video. So you don't have to watch somebody playing on their phone. It's downtime and it's watching a show and enjoying the evening.
Yeah, this thing also was a no photograph, no video, so I didn't have anything to show,
That's
you know,
right.
other than my head on a stick in my high school yearbook because it was there, and my wife thinks it's a funny picture, so I shared that. I just, if anybody knows anybody that was in Pippen at Notre Dame Prep, especially the leading player, the gal that played the wife of Charlemagne was phenomenal as well. There were just a couple of actors. The young man that played Lewis was phenomenal. So just great, great.
Hats
Bravo.
off. There you
Bravo, as
go.
we say in the
There you
theater.
go. That's
See,
right.
I'm from
That's
Dundalk.
right.
Nobody knew I was a
Beautiful.
part of the Dundalk Theater. I
There
even
you
did
go.
The Odd Couple, and there's an Oscar Madison reference coming up in our 25th anniversary documentary. Leonard Raskin supports all that we do around here, so we support him as well at Raskin Global. Make sure if you're managing money, thinking about money, if you filed an extension the other day and you're like, oh, I don't. RaskinGlobal.com. He'll talk you out of the tree. Keep you calm here as he calmly navigates the waters of getting his kid out of Ohio State and maybe into a comfortable chair at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, or maybe even a playoff game for the Caps somewhere in the near to future. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.